Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think I could step in. I don't know if that would be the best decision for my career, but I think that's something that we have to figure out as a group. I still think if I decided to go back to college, like, I would have no problem with that decision. I'd still want to do it. So I think for me, really, either decision's a good decision. There's no bad decision. So I think we'll have to figure out in the future, but I think either way, I'll be happy.
That is Owen Power when he was on the Instigators recently. We're going to talk more about the Bills' number one draft pick by going to the Wester hotline. We're joined by
the
Sabres. I'm looking at a tweet from Kevin Clark about his Josh Allen piece that I was talking about while trying to talk on the Sabres draft pick with Brock Sheehan. He is head coach, Chicago Steel, joining us on Wester hotline. Brock, it's Howard and Brayton. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I guess I'll start with a rather easy question, Brock. For the Sabre fans that are listening, you have intimate knowledge of Owen Power. What's the most important thing that you would tell Sabre fans about Owen Power?
I think he's an unbelievable kid, unbelievable person. Yeah, we had him in Chicago for 2 years before last season at Michigan. And I just think he's a pretty special person. He's obviously a talented hockey player, but I think one of the thing that separates him is just the kind of person he is and how hard he works at his craft.
How, as you had him, for what, a couple years in Chicago?
So we had him for 2 years. So we had him as like a 15 turning 16 year old his first year, then 16 turning 17. And I just thought right away we could see how special he was. We knew he was really good when we had drafted him, and we thought that he would, you know, be impactful as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old his first year, especially as the season went on. But I remember the first time I went on the ice with him, he had got to Chicago early, and I was able to go on the ice with him one-on-one because I was the associate head coach at that time. The head coach can't go on the ice before the season, but assistants can. And I remember skating with him and just working on, like, little things and the attention to detail he had, and it was amazing. And just to see how he would implement something right away, and then you could, like, move on to, like, the next skill or next task that you're working on, I thought it was pretty special.
Brock, what was the thing that stood out about Owen over the 2 years from the start to finish? What was the thing that he kind of grew and flourished upon in his time with Chicago?
Yeah, I think that there's not just one thing. There's so many things that by the end of his time with us, he just controlled the entire game, whether he had the puck or not. And I think that's pretty special. I think most defensemen nowadays are really concerned about the offensive side of the game, and that's all they're concerned about. And their care level off the puck isn't as high. I would say that when he was with us, we were working towards him being a complete defenseman, someone that is going to be able to play huge minutes defensively. And then when he has the puck or it's time to play offense, working off the puck, I just think he's elite there. So basically his vision on, you know, offensively and defensively, his awareness offensively and defensively is about as high as it gets.
Well, first off, I think one of the things we should have said at the top of the show is congratulations on recently winning the Clark Cup with Chicago this past season. But the year before that, with the pandemic shutting things down, your team was arguably right up there in contention to possibly win the Clark Cup. And Owen Power that year ended up winning the Defenseman of the Year honor in the USHL. What was it about that season that allowed him to stand up above everybody else, especially from the back end?
Yeah, and at that age, like, you know, the USHL is a hard league to play in. And you're talking about a 16, 17-year-old playing in every situation, like I said, controlling the game, being almost a point-of-game defenseman, which is extremely difficult to do. I think that that team was really special. Unfortunately, we weren't able to finish the year, but I just feel like that's where we really saw him start to dominate the game. Really, you know, feel and see what he can be. And I expect that he's going to continue. Like, I basically think he did that as a freshman, which is college hockey is hard. It's hard to do. And I think that, you know, for Sabres fans, they've got an unbelievable player that's going to be a franchise player for time to come, or for a long time to come. I actually think he's underrated as far as it goes for a first rounder. I think that he still has a lot of room to continue to grow, and, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now, it's going to be pretty special watching him.
There's a lot of people that have talked about Owen Power as maybe, you know, taking a little time to kind of get acclimated to a new league, whether it be going and joining the USHL or joining college hockey and potentially with the NHL, just taking some time to get acclimated. But once he gets comfortable and once he gets his feet settled in, he really starts to flourish. How quickly did you get that sense when he just came into the USHL with you guys?
Yeah, like I said, he was 15. I thought that it took him a little bit after the U, because he was at the for Canada, like the U17 tournament there, where they have like the three different teams for Canada. When he came back from that, his play really elevated, and I thought if you look even in college, like I thought it got better and better and better. And then I think the time with the Canadian national team is pretty unique. Like, that's against men at an extremely high level, you know, with the team Canada that wasn't expected to really do anything. And I think if they don't have him on that roster, with the way I watched every one of those games, you know, after the first three games, they started playing him, and their fortunes changed a little bit there. Obviously, it's a team game, but he was a huge part of that team having success.
We're with Brock Sheehan, who coached Owen Power in Chicago with the USHL. You know, from what you're saying and a couple of things that Brayton has brought up, I did want to ask you about his maturity level. I read a story, Brock, that I think it was the first year he would have gotten to Chicago. Maybe it was the second year, so he would have been 15 or 16. Anyway, young kid, one of the youngest guys on the roster, and yet I guess there was an internal discussion about whether to make him a captain. Can you talk a little bit about his maturity level? Because, you know, I've read that his leadership, and he's young, and he turns out to mentor other guys, and I would take it you don't normally see, you would rarely hear a team say, should we put the C on the kid who's 15 or 16?
Yeah, so in year two, so he would have been 16, turning 17,
mm-hmm.
Which is still really young. You're talking about junior hockey, where you got a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-olds on your roster. We're a little bit of a younger team comparatively in the league, but you still have those guys, and those are usually your leaders. So that team, that was not this season, the last season, we lost like 6 or 7 games all year, and we did not have a captain on the team. We had 3 assistant captains. Our true captain was probably Owen, and the internal discussion as a staff was like, do we put that pressure on a 16-year-old kid at the start of the year, or just allow him to lead in his way, not have a letter on, and continue to focus on his development and the team's development, as opposed to having to take on the pressures of being the captain of a team that was expected to do really well. You know, if COVID wasn't around, challenge for the Clark Cup, hopefully win it. And that was the decision that we made. I still think that he was a great leader on the team. I think it was a good decision by us as a staff to not put that pressure on him and allow him to focus on his process.
Hey, before we let you go, Brayton tells me you would have, in Chicago, in the USHL, you would have gone against Eric Portillo. Is that right? Sabres goalie prospect who's at Michigan?
Yes, yeah. So Dubuque, that's the same season we're talking. He was the starting goalie for Dubuque. They were probably the next best team in the league. They were really good that year. We had some really good games against them. Actually, our last game before the season was canceled, the last two games that was against Dubuque. And he's obviously a talented goalie, and being at Michigan is going to set him up for success in the future.
Brock, appreciate you giving us some time this morning. I think everybody's looking forward to seeing Owen, whether it's next season or maybe the season after that if he goes back to Michigan. Thanks for giving us a little insight on him.
Yeah, no problem at all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.